Well, our violinists are ready. And first up, and actually there's somebody who's going to say hello to her. We're going to talk with our violinists after they play. But we have the youngest of our four today. Her name is Sinai Horn. And here is Sinai. Beautifully done. And come on over and have a seat and we'll talk with you. Rochelle Agnew was accompanying Sinai. And Sinai, slip those headphones on because somebody wants to say hello to you who we'll find out who this is. Hi, did you have a message for Sinai? She can hear you now.
Yes. Hi, Sinai.
Do you know who that is? Who is that?
It's Grandma.
Oh, and go ahead. You two are connected now. You can speak with each other.
Okay, thank you. Sinai, I am so proud of you. You have such an amazing talent, and you play, and you're not scared, and you stand up there in front of people. And that's such a gift, and it's a blessing. And I love you very much, and I'm so proud of you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Thanks for calling.
You.
Where are you calling from, by the way?
Baltimore.
All the way in Baltimore, Maryland. Well, how nice.
Yes.
Thank you for tuning in. Would you like to give a shout out to anybody who might be listening? Anybody else, I should say. I have another. Anybody you can think of who maybe whoever brought you here today or any friends or family members?
Trinity, my cousin.
Do you know anybody named Angie and Jay in Massachusetts?
No.
Angie and Jay in Malden, Massachusetts say, we're very proud. Sinai, we are very proud baby girl, sending you much love from Boston. Angie and Jay?
Oh, those are my friends. And those are friends in Boston.
Well, they said hello, too. And Uncle Al said hello, too. Hey, Ms. Sinai, great job. Keep up the good work. I'm proud of you. You've got a lot of messages here. Esther Barnes said, I wish I was there with you. I know you'll do a wonderful job. I'm so proud of you. Love, Mom. I think I know who that is. And if you want to send a message, Oh, here's another one. Boy, you've got a big fan club. Dana Adams says, good luck with playing the violin this morning. I know you're going to be doing an awesome job, which you did. I'm so proud of you. Love, Auntie Dana. And there are messages for some of our other musicians, too, that I'll share with you. You can get them to us at 412-200-5975. We're going to get Lachlan up and ready to play. Where do you go to school?
I go to Osborne Elementary.
And what grade are you going into?
Third.
What community do you live in? What's the name of the town you live in?
I live in Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh and Osborne Elementary. I haven't been there to Osborne. Well, it's so nice to talk with you. You did a great job. And now coming up is Lachlan McGinnis. Lachlan is 11 years of age. That was Lachlan McGinnis, who is going to have a seat right now. And hey, Sinai, I forgot to ask you what you played, the name of the piece you played. Can you tell us?
I played Bray.
And who was it by?
Handel.
You did a great job. And Lachlan, what did you just play?
I played Lily Gavotte.
And would you like to say hello to anybody?
My mom.
Any shout-outs?
I would like to say hello to my mom.
And
she's right outside right now.
And we've got a lot of messages for you, too. Lachlan, hello from Manis McGinnis.
He's also right outside.
Right outside and texting us. That's a great thing. We also have Grandma, Grandpa, Manis, Carrie, Jet, and your mamas. Say hello. Does that make sense
hello.
To you?
Hello, yeah.
Okay.
Carrie and Jet are our dogs.
Ah, well, that's good. What kind of dogs are they?
They're both labs. One's a yellow lab and one's a black lab.
And Nini says, great playing today. Victoria, this is. How did it go on the golf course yesterday? Are you golfing?
Yeah, I golf at Oakmont Country Club.
Pretty good. How did you do yesterday?
Well, it depends. I got a 6-over on the course, but...
Over on 18 holes?
9 holes.
On 9 holes. So what was your score?
I don't know. I think it was a 38.
I mean, so you mean 6 over. I would imagine 9 holes is maybe 36. So maybe, but that's, you're a very good golfer. It sounds like you're a very good golfer, are you?
I was doing it with some friends and doing a certain type of competition. So there's a couple of rules in the game. It's called a scramble. Mm-hmm. So it lowers the score a bit sometimes.
Oh, do you end up taking like the best ball of everybody? It. That's still fantastic. Well done. Let me see if there's any other messages for you. I think I got through them all, but you never know. And while I'm looking for those, we'll get Alexa, who's going to play next, ready to go. And let's see, Lachlan, I think I got them all. Yes, I did get them. I do want to say hello to the Maniacs, Jeff and Aline in Maine. Thank you for tuning in. And Alexa is going to be playing next. Alexa is 8. And whenever you're ready, go right ahead. Thank you. That was Alexa and Prankash. Did I pronounce your last name correctly? Is the J pronounced like a regular J?
It's
Bronchi. Bronchi, thank you for letting me know. I'm going to let you have a seat and get in front of the microphone. Wow, I tell you. First, Princess Sinai. Somebody sent you an email saying, I love you and have fun playing your violin. And here but Sinai, you're getting so many messages. Alicia and Kobe from Baltimore said congratulations to you. Do you know
Thank you.
And fantastic job, Alexa, as usual, from Aunt Maureen and Uncle Fred. And also, Alexa, Grandma and Pappy send a message to you. And Baca, who's that? Oh, hang on. Who's that?
That's my other grandma.
Well, she says hello. Where does she live?
She lives...
Is she in the Pittsburgh area?
Yes.
Okay, she's not far away. Here's a message. Let's see. Oh, I got that one. Did I miss any Alexa messages? No, I did not. So what piece did you just play?
I played Minuet by Boccherini.
And where do you go to school?
I got a Mary Queen of Apostles.
And is there anybody you'd like to say hello to?
I'd like to say hello to my Becca and my grandma and Pappy.
Great. What grade are you going into?
I'm going into third.
Well, you did a terrific job. Thank you. And Lachlan, you know, I didn't ask you what school you went to. I meant to.
I go to the Montessori Children's Community in Swickley.
Excellent. And you're going into what grade?
I'm going into sixth.
Good. And let us now, we're going to meet our last violinist first, and then she's going to play. Her name is Josephine Reiter. I've got that right. Josephine, where do you go to school?
For sixth grade, I'm going to go to Kappa.
Congratulations. You had
Thanks.
To audition and get in. Great. What school did you will you be leaving?
Falk.
Congratulations to you. That's great. Any shout-outs you'd like to give to anybody?
To my Grandma Susan and Grandpa Harry, Grandma Sarah and Grandpa Bud, Dad, Mom, Charlie and Sylvia, my friend Sophia, and my friend Zoe, who's probably not listening because she's in Australia and it's like 5 a.m. there.
You never know. Maybe she'll listen later on demand. Your dad sent an email saying congratulations. And that he is listening. And I think those are all. If anybody would like to send a text, 412-200-5975, and I'll relay those to Josephine. What are you going to play? What piece?
I'm going to play Humoresque.
Ah, a great piece. I'll let you get ready to play. And I want to mention that Rochelle Agnew, their teacher, has been accompanying the kids as they play. And you can get more information about the Center for Young Musicians at youngmusicians.org. Youth Expression and our Youth Expression Showcase on SLB is made possible with generous support from PNC Charitable Trusts, the Hillman Foundation, the Grable Foundation, and from the Pennsylvania Council on the Humanities, whose grants are administered locally by Greater Pittsburgh Arts Council. Now our pleasure to bring the last of four violinists to the microphones. Here's Josephine Reiter.
Thank you.
Well done, and thank you for being with us. The Center for Young Musicians and their violinists, youngmusicians.org is how you can reach them.